Did you hear about the war news? Towards the end,
nothing.
Did you know if the Americans were winning or...
Nothing. Nothing at all. We never knew. The only thing we knew that when we were in Yavorsna, that all of a sudden we could hear rumors that the Russians are getting close, And then all of a sudden we could hear already the cannons at night especially. And then one night they come in, about 10 o'clock at night, and they took us out. Everybody, the whole camp. And we walked from Yavorsna to Katowice. We walked for all night and all day without stopping. And we got into Katowice, we were sleeping outside. The snow, when we woke up and we were laying down in the middle of the square. We lay down in the middle of the square. And in the morning you woke up, it must have been about maybe a foot of snow on us. Right outside. And after a while, as we walked, you know, the shoes fell off your feet because I'm walking. So you walked with rags on your feet. My feet were swollen, my feet were frozen. Even after the war, my feet were frozen maybe for 4 or 5 years. I suffered from frostbite. As we were walking, there were days that all we used to get was maybe 3-4 potatoes a day to eat, that's all, from camp to camp. As we arrived in one camp, in Buchenwald, everything was bombed on top of that. And we were sitting there maybe before even we got into Buchenwald, they finally took us on a train for 4 days before we arrived in Buchenwald. And 4 days and 4 nights we didn't eat nothing. Nobody had anything. We were sitting in the cars, in the train cars. And that's all we survived on was the snow that was falling down because it was open cars. So the snow that fell in, we could eat that. That was our food for 4 days and 4 nights. Finally, when we arrived in Buchenwald, the camp was bombed. We didn't have any water, nothing. After a day later, they finally gave us the first little bit of soup and a piece of bread. You know, it's hard to describe while you're sitting, while the memory come back, you know. But you can sit like that for hours, and from each camp, it will take you hours to describe the suffering and